This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Indian Olympics Association has registered its protest to United World Wrestling in the disqualification issue of woman wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics. In a Suomoto statement in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Mandaviya said the centre is providing all sorts of help to the women wrestlers, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi personally called the president of IOA, P.T. Usha, over the issue. Mr. Mandaviya said the IOA has been asked to explore all the possibilities in the case. He said Phogat was playing in the 50 kg category and her weight was found 100 gram more than the stipulated criterion. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the efforts of wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics so far. In a social media post, President Murmu said that while the country shares her disappointment at the disqualification, she remains a champion in the hearts of 1.4 billion people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered consolation to the wrestler after her disqualification. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the setback is hurtful and he is lost for words to express his despair. Home Minister Amit Shah also expressed distress over the disqualification of wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics. The Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for by-polls for 12 Rajya Sabha seats in 9 states. Notification in this regard will be issued on the 14th of this month and nominations can be filed till the 21st of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 22nd of August. The election will be held on the 3rd of next month. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Auckland, New Zealand earlier this afternoon. She was received by Todd McLeay, Minister for Agriculture, Associate Minister of Foreign Affairs, Government of New Zealand, and Nita Bhushan, High Commissioner of India to New Zealand. Our correspondent reports that this visit is expected to give further impetus to the growing relations in a large number of areas. The High Commission of India in Dhaka, Bangladesh has issued an advisory for Indian nationals living in the country. The Commission in its advisory said, in view of the ongoing situation in Bangladesh, the Indian community members and the Indian students residing in Bangladesh are advised to avoid local travel and minimize their movement outside their living premises. It further added, in case of any urgency or need for assistance, Indian nationals can reach out to the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions at the 24-hour emergency numbers. These numbers are +880 1937 400 591 and +880 1814 65 4797. These numbers can also be contacted through WhatsApp. The centre has approved installation of Kavach 4.0 on 10,000 locomotives. Kavach will automatically control the train's speed and can apply the brakes if necessary to prevent accidents. Talking to media in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the ministry has set a target to complete this installation process of Kavach in the next 2 years. And in sports, in the women's 100-meter hurdles, Jyoti Yaraji advanced to the repechage round after finishing 7th in her heat at Paris Olympics. In women's 53 kg wrestling freestyle wrestling, Antim Panghal lost to Turkey's Zeynep Yetkil 10-0. In women's table tennis team quarterfinal, India lost to Germany by 3-1. Javelin thrower Anu Rani has failed to qualify for the finals. In the marathon race walk mixed relay event, India's Suraj Mawar and Priyanka Goswami did not finish the race. Goswami pulled out in the fourth and final leg of the race on day 12 of the Summer Games. Meanwhile, the biggest event in athletics for India will be the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase final, in which Avinash Sable will be going for a medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.